You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. So hello, everybody. So excited to see you here for today's live training on how to turn listeners into clients. So just want to make sure you guys can hear me okay. If you can hear me okay, go ahead and put it in the comments. Hello, Carly and Deb. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Just, you know, give me a thumbs up or something like that in the comments that everything sounds loud and clear. That would be awesome if you could do that. And I know there were some people. Okay, good. Some people in the I have Messenger up too. It's like I'm the multitasking techie queen. I love that. I don't know why I do, but I do. And so I'm just like checking some other areas to make sure that everybody is here. So we are here and it's super exciting. Okay, sounds great, says Deb. Okay, and Jill is here. Hello. Thank you. Aw. All right. So, here we go. So we're going to get started and I am going to be, so like I said, this special training is how to turn listeners into clients. And I have some really juicy tips for you guys today. And actually I'm only going to be sharing half of those because I have so many ideas. It's crazy. And I don't want to overwhelm you guys. So I want to welcome you officially to the special live training where I am going to help you to jumpstart your existing podcast, or if you're going to be starting from scratch. So you're in the right place, no matter where you are with this whole podcasting thing. And I am here to help you to become a podcaster with a capital P. Are you ready for this? I'm so passionate about this stuff. So in this live training, I'm going to share my best tips and hacks to help you turn your listeners into clients. So let's go. Let's get into this. Okay. So I'm just going to give you like a quick rundown of what you're going to learn. And then I'll go into some tips. I'll share a little bit about me if you guys are new, and then I'll give you a chance to like chime in. So what we're going to talk about is how to coach and teach on demand so that you can help people flock to you, how to create compelling calls to action in each of your podcast episodes. So it's really about getting creative and how to mix things up and really make it easy for your listeners to just say yes, like let's do this. And also why a podcast is the best way for your future clients to know you, and also how to share your message with total confidence. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So a little bit about me. My name is Karagat Warner and I am the Podcasting with Purpose coach and podcasting queen since 2014. And what I really want you all to know is that when it comes to podcasting, it is way beyond the tools and equipment, because I know that that's where a lot of people get stuck. They get stuck and that's where they stop. Okay. So that is actually the easy part of podcasting, is the equipment. Okay. And so it is my mission to help you to have fun and to really be like the kid in the sandbox when it comes to podcasting, so that you can move minds and mountains with your microphone. That's really what it comes down to. So now it's your turn to get into the comments if you haven't already. And I would love for you to say hi. And it doesn't matter if you're watching live or you're watching the replay. So because, you know, this video is going to live on, and I just want you to get what you came for today. So if you want to hop into the comments, say hello, say, you know, why you're here, what you hope to get out of this video, and then we'll just get cooking. We'll get started. Okay. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to kick off with a fun little icebreaker question. And you can give me I'm going to put this in the, actually put this in the comments to make this, more interactive. So I want you to pick from one of the options below, letting me know where you are when it comes to your podcasting journey. So I'm going to activate this. I'm activating the poll right now. Let's see if this works. Come on. All right. So number one, put a number one in, you know, pick from the poll options. And number one, if you are ready to start your podcast. So you're brand new and you're ready to start. Or you're number two and you have a podcast, but I'm losing momentum and I need ideas. So far I have two people who are ready to start a podcast. All right. So you, no matter what you pick, whether it's number one or number two, you're definitely in the right place. Okay. So let's shift gears into the training because I have got a bunch of tips for you. Okay, cool. So I have the poll up on the screen. I'll leave that up there for like a few more moments. So I have a bunch of tips for you. So I actually came up with like 20 ideas, but I decided that might be a little overwhelming. And you know what? That's an excuse to have another video. Of course, I have so many ideas. I will never run out of ideas. So I'll tell you right now, anyone that works with me as a client, you will never run out of ideas. Okay. So let's dive in. So what I have are, let's see, I have 10 ideas. I think that's enough for one day. Okay. So let's dive right into them. Okay. So number one is to have clarity of vision. Okay. Know what your North Star is. When you know your vision, right? When you know what your message is and you have conviction behind this, you are clear. So because you're clear, right? If you are clear, your people will feel clear. Your people will also feel convicted. So really have that idea before. And you know what? Even if you want to start playing with podcasting and you're still working things out, right? And it's a little bit rough, you can still start. But if you have that eventually, and you will get there, but once you have that clarity of vision and you're like that North Star, and as a life coach, that North Star is your coaching program and your podcast is an extension of that. So don't ever be afraid of giving your best stuff away. That is number two. Give your best stuff away. Because what your people will think is, if she is giving away this stuff, I can't even imagine what her paid program is like. Okay. So never, ever, ever be afraid to give away your best stuff, because that is where you are going to give the best transformations for your people. They're going to love you. They're going to hang on to everything you say. And they're going to also take what you share to heart. They're actually going to take action. And when you give your best stuff away, you're teaching your program and you're making it super easy for your people to know and trust you. Okay. So I'm going to go into a few of these. So let's see. I see a question here before I move on. So Jill says, are you talking about clarity of vision in your bigger purpose or for each podcast? That's a really good question, Jill. Thank you so much for posing that. So it is about your bigger vision for your podcast, right? Because the thing that I see a lot of podcasters get caught up with is they think they have to change their podcast. They have to rebrand. They have to start a brand new podcast because they want to start talking about different things. But think of your main idea, your vision, as the umbrella, and all of these other sub ideas are underneath it. Because even if you talk about like something that happened in your day that you might think, oh, that's not very related to my vision, to my main, my concept. Think of it like this. We're all human beings, right? We all have many different experiences. So we are many faceted people, but I'm talking about having a clarity of vision when it comes to like what your main vision is, your bigger purpose for your podcast. So I hope that helps you, Jill. Okay. So let's move on to number three. Okay. So, and this one right here, this is like, if you leave with, like, you don't take action on anything else today, but I highly recommend that you guys get out your notebooks and write all these things out. But I highly recommend that this third one, if you do this, you're going to see a lot of traction for your podcast and you're going to be able to create a lot of influence out there for your clients. So it's number three is get on other podcasts. Okay, good. I'm glad that helped you, Jill. Awesome. So get on other podcasts. This is the best one, bar none. This is the best thing you do, if this is the only thing you do to attract your ideal clients, and that is to get on other podcasts that complement what you do. Okay. So I know a lot of, I've heard a lot of podcasters, fear asking podcasts in their same niche, right? But think of it like this, the way you do it, the way you present something is definitely different than the way other people present it. So never be afraid to reach out to someone who is in air quotes, your competition, right? Because you guys know, like, especially in the, like the weight loss space and the body image space, there's a lot of coaches doing that, but everyone brings something different to the table. And that is so beautiful. And if you check, you'll see a lot of podcasters and coaches who are successful, who are collaborating with people in their same niche. So never be afraid to, get on podcasts that of, people that are in your same niche, but really getting on other shows is such a great way to build your own show, to build your listeners, to get more ears on your podcast, which inevitably turns into clients, right? Okay. So number four is to ask, simply ask people on your podcast to work with you. It's that simple, right? Don't be shy about it. You are here to shine your light. Get out from behind the bushes, because when you shine, others will shine too. So get creative with how you do this on your episodes. You can mix it up. So if it's not, the same way every time, so people don't fast forward through it, like work it into an episode in like a more conversational way. And also as an advert, as my editor calls it, he's from the UK, right? So you can put it at the beginning of your podcast, or at the end, like the kind of the thing that you work in as like a regular kind of advertisement. Or during, in the mid-roll. And what mid-roll is, I'm just giving you a fancy terminology here, is mid-roll is the middle of your podcast. Like you break it up and you ask your editor, or if you're doing them yourself, you can just split the episode and plop in like a little, hey, this episode was brought to you by my program. Or you don't have to do it like that. You can just say, hey, I want to share something with you guys. I have this really special thing. Or like I said, you just make it conversational. And you just work it into the episode in a very relaxed, personal way. So you know what? This podcasting thing is all about experimenting and mixing it up. Another idea is like in this same tip for asking, read your like work with me page, right? Because your work with me page has a lot of information about what you do, and it also invites people to work with you. So if you kind of change up the verbiage a little bit, you can invite people to work with you by reading the information that's right there on your website. Like use the power of what's on your website, because you've created some amazing content is my guess, right? Another thing that you can do is actually read your about page. Read what's on there too, because a lot of people forget how valuable that is. A lot of people actually go to your about page. So that's just like a little side tip. Make your about page really amazing and make sure that your about page takes people to your work with me page or your calendar app or whatever, so that they can learn how to work with you. Make it super simple for them. Okay. And then I'm going to share a link in the comments here to check out my podcast, because I do this all the time where I mix things up. So I'm going to just add that in the comments so you guys can check it out. If you have not yet listened to my podcast, hopefully that, I don't know if that link is, there it is. Okay, cool. So yeah, just when you have a chance, go check out Podcasting with Purpose, my podcast, because all the stuff that I talk about that I'm talking about here today and all of my live videos and trainings, I do it in my podcast. I walk my talk, or I walk my walk and talk my talk. I had to think about that for a second. Okay. Are you guys ready for number five? Anybody have any questions in the comments? I'm going to check here to see. Okay, good. All right, you guys. Hi, Danielle. Nice to see you. I'm so glad you could make it. All you guys, this is awesome. All right. So Number five, you ready for this? So number five in this list of 10 ways to attract your ideal client, to turn your podcast listeners into clients, is to interview your current clients or do case studies. I actually did a case study yesterday with one of my clients. And you know how I did that? This is super simple. So at the end of a coaching session, right? So let's say that you don't have a podcast yet. This is great. You can add this to your little bank. So whether you have a podcast now or you don't. So let's say at the end of a session with someone that you know is getting the most amazing results, right? You can say, hey, I want to ask you like 3 or 4 questions at the end. I'll stop the recording so you have your replay, you know, your coaching session. And then I'm going to record us having a little mini 3 to 5 minutes kind of interview about your results. Kind of like you know how we do this as coaches, your before and after. And just ask them questions like what it was like before they started working with you. And the results that they are now experiencing. And this is really good. You can do this midway. Like if you see that people are really getting great results when they're like midway through your program, or you can do this when they're just wrapping up and you really see these results coming, like kind of blossoming and coming to fruition. So you get to decide what that looks like, right? And also the thing that's really cool, so you can do this as a video, right? You can, here's some ways that you can repurpose this. So you can do it as a video and you can share it like on Instagram. You can share it on here on Facebook. You can share it you can share it with your email list. You can take a little snippet, share it with your email list, right? So, and then a little call to action. When they click on the link, they go to that video on your website with a little button that says, schedule your consult with me, right? Schedule something with me, have a chat. And then what you can do later on after you've shared it with your email list, since they're kind of getting the special stuff, then you can later share it as your, like as a podcast, like a snippet. Maybe you have a segment where, let's just say you're doing an episode and then you want to shift to another segment or another topic. And you can say, hey, you know what? I want to share with you some of the amazing results that my clients are getting. So I want to share this case study with you. So enjoy. And then you shift to the audio of that conversation. It's really cool. So if you guys start doing this in, you know, with your clients on a regular basis, every couple of episodes, you can share one of these case studies. So it's really effective. Okay. So number six, and anytime if you guys have questions, please put them down in the comments because I just want you to know at the end, I'm going to do a Q&A. If you guys have any questions, I'm going to bring up some of the common things that I see my clients dealing with so that you can, you know, just like maybe help answer some of these for you. Okay. So number six is to ask questions. Always ask questions in every episode that you do to get your listeners thinking, right? Because this is what's going to happen. They're going to remember your episode. They're going to remember it after it's over, after they've listened. And it's going to be something that if you ask them to take a certain action, then they're going to take action on that, right? It's going to be top of mind. And so, let's say, for example, you give them a weekly challenge, like just something simple, like, hey, between this episode and the next time I release one, here's a weekly challenge. Here's a little thing that you could do. And it's only going to take you 10 minutes every day. So like they'll, you know, remember that. And even if you have a little freebie or a PDF that goes with it, you don't even have to take it to that level because someone listening might be out walking or running or doing the dishes. So you want to make it super easy. Remember, most people are listening from their phone and most people, and this is a tip to remember, people are not going to your website either. So make it easy remembering that they're always going to be listening from a small device. That's really the truth about most podcast listeners. Okay. All right. So number seven, are you guys ready for this? So number seven is to treat every solo episode like you are coaching your ideal client, right? So take the time before you do an episode, take the time to self-coach yourself, right? To do some self-coaching the same way you would before you actually get on a client session. Your podcast is no different because guess what? You are speaking to your clients. If you do not have a separation line. And you think everyone is my client, whether they pay me or they listen to my podcast or like you guys here listening, it doesn't matter. There's no dividing line between who is a client and who is not. And if you start showing up that way on your podcast, this is going to be like the secret sauce for you to bring those people who to flock to you. So treat every episode like you are coaching your ideal client. Okay. All right. Number eight. Ready for this? This is the eighth tip that's going to help you to help to turn podcast listeners into your ideal clients. Okay. Number eight, make your podcast the all-inclusive marketing tool. Okay. Like, get real with this. Because for me, I've been doing this for 8 years. Okay. Everything flows from my podcast. Everything blossoms from here, because this is like when I get behind the microphone, something happens. It's like the fairy dust is sprinkled. It's just how it is for me, right? Because I believe it, right? This is how I feel about the podcast. So everything flows from here. All your social media, all your emails, all your posts, not the other way around. And this is what I see happen with a lot of people, a lot of coaches, a lot of people that are thinking about doing a podcast or who have a podcast. They do it the opposite way and their podcast is like an afterthought. But I am inviting you to look at your podcast as the nucleus, right? The podcast as the nucleus of your business. Because when you shift your thinking from there, that's when you start to see the results that you want from your podcast. Okay. So if you view it as extra or as something that sidetracks you from your business, that's when it's going to become this kind of, you know, there's going to be a disconnect there. Right. So I invite you to work out some of the models around this. Like if you think that, if you happen to think like, oh, there's no time, or if I do my podcast, like it's, you know, this is like too much work. It's kind of taking me away from my coaching business. I invite you to work some models around why you think that. Because if you're listening and you're here and you have that thought, there's a reason why you're here. And I really want you to work that out. Okay. Because what you might discover is that you're going to see that this is the obstacle that's keeping you from taking advantage of the power a podcast can have for your coaching business so that you can teach and coach on demand. Okay. So we're getting to the end here. This is amazing. I hope you are loving this. If you're loving this, give me some hearts and likes, guys, come on. Or you're just captivated. You're like, ah, this is amazing. Okay. So number nine in this list of 10, pre-consult. This is your pre-consult assistant. A podcast is helping you ahead of time. People get to know you before you ever get on a call with them. And I know this. I have known this for years. And I know a lot of coaches know this too. And especially podcast coaches who are podcasters, they have discovered this for themselves. When I ask people, and I every time I've been doing this since the very beginning, because I've been coaching since 2017 and I've been podcasting since 2014. And I always ask, how did you find me? How did you find me? I always ask that question. And 95% of the time, guess what they say? The podcast. So do not deny the power of a podcast. If you are delivering value and you are delivering your program to your people and you're in their ears, that is powerful. That's a thought that you can take. All right. Number 10, number one, this is a podcast can be your number one community and collaboration platform. When you invite your guests, when you're invited on other shows to be a guest, and you invite your clients to come on your show, it's reciprocal, right? You are sharing the love. They are sharing the love. You create relationships beyond the microphone. You're creating this wave. This is something that I talk a lot about in my coaching program when I work with people. It's like, let's create that wave in social media, you know, that rising tide that lifts all boats. That is truly the power that you have in your hands when you have a podcast. Don't let the conversations end with the episodes. Okay. And what I mean by that is you do an episode with someone or even yourself a solo episode, repurpose them, reshare them. Take a real interest in all the people that you invite to your show and also the shows that you're on. Reshare those. Go back to all those shows that you have been a guest. Just because they're in the past does not mean that there is not a new way that you can actually bring new life to them. Like, as someone who, you know, did a lot of PR, I'm from the PR world. I did a lot of public relations when I was a magazine editor. And so there's a lot of power in taking something old and turning it into something new, because you can always do that. Okay. And it goes really far. It's like spreading goodwill for people. And especially with the people that have been on your show in the past and the shows that you've been on, it really goes a long way. Okay. And when you invite someone into your garden, make it a responsibility to consider everyone your client, like I said before. And that's an honor, right? When they do come into your, they come on your podcast, or you are invited onto a podcast. And when you're in service from that place, beauty blossoms from there. So I think 10 is a really good number. And let me tell you, I will share more, because like I said, I came up with over 20 of these. So you're just going to have to wait for the next training. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift gears into some Q&A, and you guys get to ask some questions about anything I shared here or anything else that you have on your mind. And I definitely need to take a sip of water, which I forgot to pour myself some water. So I'm going to do that now. I know this is so weird, but I love warm water, and I keep warm water in my thermos. So I may not, maybe it looks like it's really hot. So what I'd like to know is, what are your most burning questions about podcasting? I want you to get into the comments below and let me know what they are. There are no silly questions. There are no silly questions. So please, let's do this. Let's make this actionable. And so, you know, another way of asking this is, if you had a fairy godmother who could give you anything you wanted, what would that be? What would you ask her? Because that's who I am for you right now. Look, I have my peacock cowl on. Okay. I am your fairy godmother right now. Let's see. Yeah. Awesome. So Carly says, I really like the point about asking questions. Yeah, because, you know, like I said earlier, it's really about keeping things top of mind. And after someone listens to you, that it's thought provoking, like they're like, ah, and then they keep thinking about what you said, and they use it, which is really cool. Okay. So Deb says, I have been self-producing my podcast for 38 episodes, but I want to hire a producer and have no idea, and I don't want to let go of control. Well, my question to you, Deb, is what do you really want to do, right? Why are you podcasting, right? You're here to get behind the microphone and have an impact with your people, right? And so I heard this said years ago. I don't even remember who said it. But they said, you know, if you can hire someone who can do something 70 to 80%, maybe even, I would say even less, even if they, maybe, yeah, let's say 70 to 80% as good as you can, right? Because we always think we can do it the best. Because if you're the best person in the room, right, then there's a problem, right? So you have to trust people. So if someone can do it 70 to 80% as well as you can, then it's worth letting go of the reins. Because a lot of the times, Deb, like when we're not willing to let go control, that stems from fear. And I want you to ask yourself, you know, is this having an effect on my ability to show up and have fun to create this podcast? If you really feel like you have to control everything, because at the end of the day, people are listening to you. They want to hear your message. And if you have a producer, you know, and you're worried about your intro and your outro and the music, and does it sound good enough? People do not care about that stuff. I know this for a fact, because on my podcast from time to time, I don't have an intro. I don't put music up. I will also go outside and walk, and you'll hear cars walking by. And I do that to prove a point. It has nothing to do with your bottom line. Okay. So I hope that helps you a little bit. But really, I just think you letting go of the reins a little bit frees you up, gives you more freedom to show up, to do why you started. Go circle back to why you started your podcast in the first place. And I'm going to guess it's not because you wanted to control every little piece. Okay. Let's see. So Carly, says it's the editing tech side I have the fear around. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is that if you, you can keep it super simple. I mean, I totally have learned how to keep it simple for myself. But again, going back to what, you know, I was saying to Deb, letting it go, like you can have your podcast, you don't need a producer. Like a producer does like a lot of different stuff. I work with an editor. Like who just does the editing and I put up some simple show notes. You could work with a show notes editor, but still at the end of the day, you know, if you have a show notes person and all these different people producing your podcast, you'll find that a lot of times those things don't have any influence on your bottom line. So I say in the beginning, experiment, be willing to try new things because a podcast is like playing the long game for sure. Okay. So, yeah. So Deb says, yes, yes, it is helpful, right? I'm also taking like all week to do all this stuff. Yeah. Like, so this is just a good invitation that I'm giving you to really take a look at that. Okay. Cause I know it. I've been there. I used to be very polished with my podcast, right? I've been doing this since 2014. When I started, it was like bare bones, like really bare bones. And then I started, you know, I loved like exploring and geeking out. So you kind of, you know, kind of take, you just, you're willing to experiment. That's all. That's really the best advice that I can give you. Hey, Jill. So Jill says, how do you get away from overanalyzing and or perfection and just get something out there? Yeah. It's a really good question, Jill. So, going back to, you know, well, this is like a question that I get all the time. So really it's about just open your mouth and speak. That might not be the answer that you want, because it's really that simple. Because perfection is fear in disguise. Overanalyzing is fear in disguise. Because when you overanalyze, you want the answers before. Like you want the answers first so you don't have to fall on your face and fail. But it's really about getting in there and seeing what happens and fail. And the failure with a podcast, it's very minimal, right? I mean, like the worst that could happen is maybe you trip over your words, but you really, it's about getting in there and trying, and it's just speaking and, you know, to see if you love it, Jill, to see, cause I know we've had conversations and, you know, over the course of the last year or so. And so my advice to you is, you know, get in there with something as simple as, your phone and your earbuds that came with your phone. Like it can be that simple because the technology that we hold in our hands, it's gotten so good. Honestly, my phone has become like my phone and my iPad are now my podcasting studio. That's how simple I've made it. And what you do is you act like a podcaster now with the two little tools that I just gave you, your phone and the earbuds that came with them. And you just speak and you just start acting like you're a podcaster right now. That's it. It's that simple, Jill. And just put it out into the ether and see what happens. Oh my gosh. So Deb says, LOL, I'm definitely not polished. Yeah. So, I love that because it really, cause you know what you, it, so Deb, I'm guessing that, I don't know how long you said you're about 38 episodes in, right? So I think the bottom line is you don't have to be polished or fancy. It's really, and you don't have to it's not about downloads. It's not about like thousands of downloads, even just a couple hundred downloads. I did a post about this a couple, like last week, because it's really about engagement. It's really about having conversations with your people, just the same way I'm doing it with you guys right here, just the same way that you guys do it in your social media posts and your stories and whatever it is that you're doing. It's all the same. And like the way that you talk to your clients in your sessions, there's no dividing line. If you decide that there's no dividing line, then you're just going to show up, you're going to get out of your own way, and you're going to show up and be like that warrior, be like that. I'm going to use like Bodhisattva. If you guys know what a Bodhisattva is, like this person that's like, there to help all living beings, right? Like your people, help your people and just get out there, get out from behind, you know, get out from your own way is really my best advice. So Jill says, the worst thing I can imagine is that I'd be boring or totally unclear in my message. And you know what I say to that? You know, You know, if you are boring, so what? But I'm going to tell you this, Jill, your thought is not necessarily what another person has, right? If you have people that are listening to you and they're showing up and they're listening to your episodes, they may think that you are like amazing. They may think that it's like listening to a TED talk. You have no idea what they're thinking, right? So just like get in there and come from that place of like service, you know, do some self-coaching and just get in there. Okay. So yeah. So Carly says, this is such a good reminder that I don't need to be super polished, a super polished, perfect podcaster. No, because there's no such thing as a perfect podcaster, right? So Jill says, Kajabi has a new podcast feature. Yes. And I am a Kajabi user and I've been using Kajabi for gosh, maybe like 5 years. Like I love Kajabi. It makes it seem doable right away. Oops, the comments keep jumping. Sorry about that, you guys. In your opinion, is this a good place to start? Can this be integrated with iTunes, Spotify, and more? Yes. So Jill, I'm assuming that you are on Kajabi. And if so, then this is a great place to start. It's very simple because the thing that's cool, and I don't have my podcast on Kajabi because it's already out there, but I could bring it into Kajabi if I wanted to. And I might even start a new podcast because I'm that kind of gal. Like I'm like, maybe I'll just start a new one today. The cool thing, Jill, is that Kajabi also allows you to create private podcasts if you want to actually add them to offers. You know, add them as special things for your clients, even that would be fun, or for your email list. There's so many things that you can do. Okay. Ooh, I still didn't even take a sip of my water. Good point. I don't know what other people are thinking. Come from my heart. Yes, exactly, Jill. Yes, you're on Kajabi. All right. Check it out. It's a great place to start. Just experiment and you can just like, this just might help you kind of feel a little bit freer, Jill. Just think of it like a throwaway. Just like go on Kajabi, set it up. Don't even publish it to any of those of the players yet. Just start recording and create drafts in there and see how you feel and see what, you know, what it feels like to act like a podcaster. Okay. Carly, I was in a podcast membership and it was a little overwhelming as there was emphasis on getting into the charts. Oh my gosh. Like, no, bad advice. Because in the beginning, it's about like, this is the thing. And I don't even think I really mentioned this that much, but, and this is what I talk about on my podcasts all the time. You have to love this. There has to be, I mean, yes, we're in service to help our people, to attract our clients, to treat everyone like our client, but there also has to be something in it for you. Like, as I say this, I'm getting like the tingles because like when I became a certified life coach, like I said, I was already coaching since 2017, got my certification in 2020. And then I realized even more, I was like, I have this powerful tool. I have a podcast to change lives. Like this changes lives. I have the ability to transform minds and I get to interact and engage with people. So downloads don't matter. A lot of podcast groups, they'll like encourage you to like downloads are where it's at, but downloads are not where it's at. Like I think a lot of the times, because people are attracted to the vanity metrics, they think that's a great way to attract people into their groups. But at the end of the day, if you hate it and it's a chore and you are not like feeling, you know, you're not getting the engagement that you want, then you're wasting your time. Okay. That's what I have to say about that. Okay. So that's exciting. Deb says that's exciting about Kajabi as I'm going to move my teaching platform there. Yes. And Deb, I don't know if you guys are all in the coaching posse. Someone in the group posted about Kajabi and asked about the coaching, product in Kajabi now. And I did like a whole post for her. Like I answered all of her questions and I also linked to the coaching product tutorials on Kajabi. So you guys check it out. Danielle says, I currently have a separate website for the podcast because I own the domain. Although it links to my coaching website and my coaching website links to it. Is that a bad idea? No, not necessarily. So back in the day, I used to have a podcast, a separate domain, Danielle, for when I was Power Pearls podcast. I used to have Power Pearls. That's a tongue twister. PowerPearlsPodcast.com. And then I later decided to just brand everything under CaraGotWarner.com because I own that domain since 2010. And it's amazing how it just keeps growing with me even to this day. And I've rebranded my podcast. I'm on the third rebrand. So it's fine. Just as long, Danielle, as long as you just link and you do that crossover stuff. And from time to time on your podcast, and I used to do this to train my listeners. I used to say, okay, you can find me on powerpearlspodcast.com or caragotwarner.com. Either way, people will find you. So don't get caught up in the little details. You're totally fine. Deb says, any recommendations to go from my solo podcast to doing interviews? I guess maybe a few more questions. I like the idea. So I'll just kind of give you an idea about the way I do interviews. Now, I guess, Deb, are you asking how to format the interviews as far as like the talking, like how am I going to set up talking points? Or are you asking the question, how do I seek out, people to come on my show to do interviews? So I guess maybe just a little more information there. But one of the things that I really love is I love having conversations. So my interviews are like convos. Like I kind of take if you guys know Krista Tippett of On Being podcast, who back in the day was like, NPR, it started as like a national public radio show. She's been around a long time, but she does an unedited version of her show. So you literally hear people walking in the door and she starts that way. And they're just having a conversation because your podcast is a conversation. Just keep it fun. Deb says, I'm not in the coaching posse. Should get in there. Yeah, get in there. It's really a great resource. And honestly, I would pay to be a member of that group. Honestly, there's a plug. Okay, let's see. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing Deb. I had Kara on as my first guest ever. She's an excellent person to break the ice because she made me feel so comfortable and relaxed. Yeah, like, because that's what it's about, right, Danielle? It's like, let's have fun. You don't have to be scared. Like, I know this sounds really, maybe it sounds morbid to you guys, but it's like someday we're going to die and we're going to say, I worried about my podcast interviews. No, not going to be worried about that. More about format. Okay. Yeah. So I really do love to, set up some talking points for myself. And sometimes I'll send them to, like, I'll have some questions and I'll come up with a lot of questions, but I won't necessarily use all of them. And what I'll do is I'll just send them to my guests. I'm like, hey, here's some questions. Like, that I will probably ask. I may not get to all of these. I may throw in some, fun little surprises. Are you okay with that? But keep it really chill. Keep it really chill. And then I just use some bullets to guide myself. One of the things that I do, and I used to do, Deb, in the beginning, was like I would start my episodes and I would say, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today I'm talking to so-and-so who does such and such. And it felt really awkward because they're sitting right there watching me talk about them, right? It's kind of weird. So now, and if you can go to, I gave you a link to my podcast in the comments here. I recently spoke to Jill Angie. I have some more episodes coming out that are like this. So Jill Angie of Not Your Average Runner, she's like a second, she's a returning guest. And I just released an episode with her last week. And that's what it was like coming into the room. Hey, how you doing? And then what I did was then I just said, nice to have you. And then, I did like a little blip, like a little quickie, like intro. And then I said, Jill, you know yourself best. Why don't you introduce yourself? Let everybody know, who you are and what you're all about. And that's it. That's how I kind of go into the interviews. It makes it so much easier. So I hope that helps you, Deb. Okay. I have a million people I'm ready to talk to. Yay. That's great. I have interviews with my clients on the podcast, but these would be people who haven't worked with me. That's totally fine. Because like Jill Angie, she's not a client, but from my perspective, so I actually have some clients that are going to be on coming up soon. But Jill, who I also interview other life coaches who have podcasts to share their perspective, right? Because that makes sense for my podcast, because my podcast is called Podcasting with Purpose. So how do they make their podcast, you know, how do they make their, you know, what they do, a podcast of purpose? Okay. I didn't even take a sip. So this is so much fun, you guys. So listen, I want to share something with you. Don't go away. All right. So I want to shift gears a little bit, you guys, but keep putting some questions. I'll come back in a little bit. And I'm opening up to 3 one-on-one clients who are, you know, I'd like to invite 3 new one-on-one clients into my comprehensive, most complete and supportive program that I have created to date. Seriously, it's amazing. So it's 6 amazing months with me where I will show you how to do all the things I shared in a much deeper way that keeps you inspired and gives you the confidence and momentum you need to keep going as you build this legacy, an asset in your business. So again, this is if you're at the growth, you know, you're at the growth phase, because I know a lot of you guys watching, you already have your podcast, you're looking for more momentum, you're looking for more inspiration, you might have fallen into the ditch. I'm going to help you get back on the road, or you want to start your podcast from scratch, okay? Because building a podcast, it is the long game. It takes time. You guys that are doing this for a little while, you already know that, right? It takes time. And there's so many different different landmarks or rest stops along the way. Like, and it's a journey, right? And so that's why I love to call what I do, it's like a roadmap, right? Okay. All right. So I'm going to share a little bit more about my program. So I want to just share what you like, just so you know that if this program is right for you. So, okay. So here you go. So you're ready to roll up your sleeves now and start your podcast from scratch. And you want an expert guide to help you every step of the way from the vision, right? So we work on your messaging. We find your people. We build your podcast. I literally get in the back end with you. Like literally. And then we work on the growth phase. This program is also for you if you already have a podcast, but you're losing steam. So you're running out of ideas and momentum, and you need the support to grow and do it with an expert to guide you and someone who has been doing this for 8 years, right? Someone who can also get into your back end. Just like I mentioned, if you're just starting out, but to see like, okay, let's retool certain things or let's simplify certain things that you're doing in your business, because maybe this is like kind of weighing on you, or maybe it's time to work with a podcast editor, or maybe even hire a producer, you know, hire someone who can take all the, you know, the extraneous stuff out of your, you know, off your plate so that you can focus on showing up behind the microphone and giving those transformations. So let's see if you're a good fit by hopping on a call. We'll just go ahead and hop on a call together, because I've got spots open on my calendar today and you have nothing to lose. Because let me tell you, I guarantee the results, or I'm going to give you your money back. Seriously, I am going to give you your money back. Hey, Jen, how are you? Oh, that's so sweet. So Jen says, Kara is an amazing support. I am launching my podcast after spending a VIP day with her. Woohoo! Jen, by the way, we still have more sessions together. Let's get on a call. I thought I sent you a call. I did send you a messenger yesterday. It's time to get on your sessions. Let's take a look at what's going on, okay? All right, you guys, you have nothing to lose. I guarantee results. Get on that link. See that my calendar link, schedule, lock in your spot, and let's see if we're a good fit together. I want you to get one of these 3 spots if you are ready to either start from scratch or you're ready to like grow exponentially and attract those listeners to being clients, to really have those people flock to you. Okay. So this was so much fun, you guys. I really hope that you got a lot of ideas today and that you're going to take action on these from this place of like excitement and service and all those things that you want to show up as in your coaching practice. So yeah. So you guys, I will see you, in my next live training. I'm actually going to be showing up here again on Wednesday. I'm here on Wednesdays. So this was fun, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. All right. I will see you soon. Bye.